지들끼리틀리니
The motive, how to generate that mind, this has two parts. Order of training in the bodhisattva mind and process of holding that mind with ritual ceremony. Order of training the bodhisattva mind, this has two parts. The seven cause effect instruction and training by relying on the teachings coming from bodhisattva Shantideva's text. The seven cause effect instruction, this has two parts.Generating conviction in order and action training in serial. So the course which is indispensably required to achieve full enlightenment is a bodhicitta. So this, as the resultant state, can be achieved by way of the six courses. So that isbasically generated by the immediately preceding course, this special intention, and that also by the course, the great compassion, and that by the special attitude, and that by the sense of desire to repay for the kindness, and that by compassion, that by remembering the kindness, and that by remembering every being as one's mother. So just as Chandrakirti, in his supplement to the Middle Way, has said that great compassion is the very seed or the very factor required in all cases, in the beginning, middle, and in the end, towards the enlightenment. So it says,The seven cause effect instruction, this is two parts, generating conviction in the order and actual training in serial. Generating conviction in the order, this is two parts, relying upon compassion, the root of Mahayana, and how other causes and results also become its causes and results. Relying upon compassion, the root of Mahayana. Complete enlightenment comes from realization of seven cause effect practice. The mind of Bodhisattva,Special attitude, compassion, love, repaying kindness, remembering kindness, and knowing its mother. Compassion itself is like a seed, water and manure, and maturation of fruit to the crop of the conqueror. How are the causes and results also become its causes and results? The three, meditating its mother, remembering kindness, and repaying kindness, one actualizes love that cherishes all sentient beings as pleasing. From that arises love that holds them dear to the heart like one's own son, and love generates compassion. Even though the Shravakas and Pratyaga Buddhas also possess the four immeasurable qualities, they have not taken the responsibility of eliminating the sufferings of all sentient beings. The supreme heroes have this special attitude of a sense of responsibility. I will fulfill the happiness and so forth of the mother sentient beings. Compassion produces this, and from this arises bodhicitta. Actual training in serial. This is three parts.So the first ground to generate bodhicitta following the sevenfold cause-effect relationship is first establishing equidistant mind. So for that, you first of all think of three different persons, one someone who is close one, and the other one indifferent, and the last one, an enemy. And then you try to reflect on how you have a sense of equanimity, sense of indifference to the middle person, and then you try to extend that to your close ones and to your enemy. And then so that would be kind of a basis established that the fertile land or the even land required for cultivating proper harvest. So similarly, you have to develop a sense of equanimity towards all of the sentient beings. training in the mind of aspiring for the benefit of others. This is two parts: establishing the basis of producing that mind and the actual generation for that mind. Establishing the basis of producing that mind. This is two parts: establishing equidistant and of establishing everything in a pleasant form. First one, stop. Establishing equidistant mind. Stop practices of partiality that segregates into sections. Due to reason of existence of friends and enemies, so next, establishing everyone, every sentient being has been your mother. So how do we do that? First, we try to establish the consciousness in terms of the previous lifetimes of yourself. So if you reflect on as to first, so the most important thing here is first of all to establish or to prove that the mind has no beginning. So we first trace it to the point of your conception, and then so this mind at the time of conception, it has to have a previous cause. And if you examine whether that is produced causelessly or some other cause or some concomitant cause, we see that it would make no sense if we say it is produced causelessly or from some other unrelated cause. So this means that it should have a preceding concomitant cause. So that preceding cause would be the previous life. So as such, we see that our previous lives is something endless. It has no beginning. As such, every sentient being can be then said to have been once your mother, one lifetime or the other. Establishing everything in a pleasant aspect. This is three parts: meditating sentient beings as one's mother, remembering their kindness and repaying their kindness. First, meditating sentient beings as one's mother. So that is already said. So basically, if we reflect on as to what are the causes for our happiness in these things, so we see that they are primarily derived through some ways of thinking, and which are also focused on other sentient beings by way of generating or cultivating our love, compassion, so forth to other sentient beings. So if we reflect well, So we see that sense of altruism, that sense of great satisfaction, that indeed I have employed my life in a very virtuous and fruitful, meaningful way. So that kind of sense of strength, sense of conviction, seems like it is derived through the cultivating the sense of bodhicitta. So we see that enormous, incredible amount of bodhicitta is to be generated in relation to the other sentient beings. And we see that the ultimate sense of satisfaction and happiness can be derived through generating this great mind of bodhicitta, which is focused on all other sentient beings who are deprived of happiness in these things, one very destitute state. So after realizing that every sentient being has been your mother, then you move on to the next step, to remember the kindness of your mother, all sentient beings as your mother. So we see that everything, all good things that we can think of or with ourselves, they are basically derived in relation to other sentient beings. So say, take obtaining a favorable birth, or achieving liberation, or whether for an enlightenment, or getting a proper food, proper wealth, fame. So all these things have to be derived in relation to other sentient beings. So no doubt that you, let alone that you have to be offering benefit to other sentient beings who are kind to you, but on top of that, even those who are unrelated to you, so definitely it is right that you have to think of offering benefits to, or being kind to them as well. So, first, by training in the equidistant mind, so that is the basis, then when you meditate on the next tree, remembering every sentient being as a mother, remembering their kindness and repaying their kindness. So these three will help generate a sense of tremendous sense of intimacy, sense of the pleasant perception, perceiving the sentient beings in the light of in the light of joy, in the light of love. As one has been wandering from beginningless time of one's birth, there is not any kind of womb where one has not taken birth. Therefore, this establishes how all sentient beings have been one's mother, remembering their kindness. At that time, you have been looked after with kindness like the mother of this life, repaying their kindness. So it is very important when you are reflecting on, or when you are meditating on the reflection of the kindness of other sentient beings, or repaying the kindness of other sentient beings. So there it is very important to think about how the sentient beings, that they are tormented by the evident sufferings, and then on top of that, reflecting on how the sentient beings, they are bound to, they are under the domination of control of the delusion and the respective karmas. Although they are not stricken by the evident sufferings yet, but they are bound to undergo these manifest sufferings because they are still under the clutches of delusion and the respective karmas. So reflect on such points. If you could develop or generate compassion, it should be very powerful and crucial. Repaying the kindness. Is it not very mean if the kindness is not repaired? The actual generation of that mind, this has three parts. Meditating on love. By focusing on sentient beings that are without happiness, one meditates on love, wishing that they meet with happiness and so on. About this benefit, see sutras, the precious garden, and so forth. Meditating on compassion. By focusing on sentient beings that are afflicted with the three sufferings, one meditates on compassion, wishing that they be free from suffering. In terms of order of meditation, start from relatives and friends and contemplate upon sentient beings that are devoid of happiness and afflicted by suffering. Meditation on special attitude. So when bodhicitta basically means something which is comprised of two aspirations, aspiration focused on others and the one focused on yourself. So that desire to achieve full enlightenment with the two kinds of aspirations is what we call as bodhicitta. So in order to generate this mind of the mind of enlightenment or the bodhicitta, you must first of all have to have a strong conviction that the ultimate enlightenment, so how this ultimate enlightenment can be achieved. So by eradicating the subtlest state of the obscurations, the obscuration to perfect knowledge. So first you have to be convinced that there is something called cessation or liberation from delusions. So someone who really has gained such insight can then possibly find the possibility of the perfect enlightenment, which is freed from the subtler aspect of obscuration. So, for to generate that desire to achieve enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. First of all, so that person has to have a deep reflection or have generate a very strong sense of sentiment or sense of love towards all other sentient beings. And then on top of that, you have to realize as to be aware of the sufferings which torments the sentient beings to whom you have tremendous sense of sentiments and love. So here, it involves two elements. One, to try to generate a sense of love, sense of compassion, or sense of intimacy towards all other sentient beings, first one. And the second one, to be aware of the suffering nature of the other sentient beings, which inflicts or torments other sentient beings. So, if you are not prepared or not trained in the preliminary paths, so it is impossible that you can advance yourself in the higher or the more advanced practices or the paths.